So if your partner betrays you and you stay with them, does that mean that you forgive them? That's kind of a theme happening for me right now with my clients. And this is something that I think is a good subject to talk about. Are we tolerating or allowing for it and giving permission for it if we stay? Are we saying it's okay if we stay? No, not really. If someone has betrayed you, if they cheated on you, if they spent money behind your back, there's a lot of ways to betray people, a lot of ways to compromise your integrity with people. And I guess a good rule of thumb is asking yourself, if I do this, is would I do this in front of my partner? Would I buy this? Would I spend this? Would I gamble? Would they be okay with it? That's something you need to kind of ask yourself before you do something. And if the answer is no, then it's probably a betrayal. Unless you've talked about it ahead of time and you guys are okay with whatever. But if your partner has betrayed you and you've thought about it, you know about it, you talked about it, and you decide to stay with that person, I'm going to tell you how your partner is going to take it. They're going to say to you, if you want to fight about it 3 months later or a year later, you stayed with me. So I kind of thought you had forgiven me or it's okay with you. And I'm not going to disagree with that person. Because if you stayed after a betrayal, you are saying, by staying, I'm accepting this. I don't think you're saying you love it, like it. Obviously, you didn't if you had to fight over it. But you accept it and it is okay. Now, can you use it against that person later on? Well, I see people do it all the time. Do I like that? No. I tell couples that come in that are fighting about this kind of stuff, you've got to put it to bed. First of all, if you want trust back, if you're the person that betrayed, you've got to get the trust back. How do you do that? By being transparent, by being honest, by telling the full truth, and by being willing to continue to own it and apologize and take a look at yourself and work through what you got to work through so that you don't keep doing that behavior. But usually these kind of things happen not in a vacuum, they happen inside of a relationship. There's dynamics that are going on. If a guy's cheating, then is it hand jobs? Is it full on sex? Is it stripper clubs? What is it? And not that any of that's appropriate or okay if you're inside of a marriage, but he's got some sort of thought process behind that. Why did it seem like a good idea at the time? Well, my buddies were doing it. Not is a good idea. That's not a good idea. Or I'm struggling with my wife, and I will tell you the number one reason for cheating is revenge. It's usually around anger, frustration. And I had a guy say to me once, he got divorced after some horrible fighting, and he said, I'm never going to let a woman control my dick ever again. So in his world, being married was having a woman control his dick. And I kind of think a lot of guys might think that way, actually. So it is interesting how men see sex, how women see sex. And what I do believe is if you're married, that's the person you have committed monogamy with. And so you need to be sexually active with that person. And if at some point you can't be sexually active for a health reason or for choices you don't want to anymore, whatever, you probably need to disclose that with your partner that you can't or won't do that. Because if you just keep stalling or denying or rejecting, then your partner's going to get frustrated. They're going to get upset. That's natural for both sides. And it happens both ways. If you're looking at porn, masturbating to pornography, and that can be considered a betrayal to your marriage because you're not able to perform inside of sex in the bedroom. That can take away from your sex life. So this is stuff you guys have to talk about, people have to talk about. Is it considered a betrayal? And these kind of things, we can talk about it without having to get upset. In the world of technology, there's so many things going on online right now. Even flirting with an ex or, texting women or men or having conversations with someone overseas, is that cheating? All this stuff has to be looked at inside of a relationship. And I think couples have to really agree upon their rules of engagement with themselves, what works for them in their marriage, what doesn't work for them in their marriage or relationship. And then if you're going to want to stay with that relationship, you want to honor your promises. And I will say to the people, don't make a promise you can't keep. If you know you can't keep that promise, don't say yes, you'll do that and not do it, because that's going to make you look far worse down the road. And you'd rather let that person have a vote now. If you know you can't maintain being monogamous or you're going to keep talking to your ex, be honest about that so your partner has a vote. Because I think part of the betrayal pain is that I didn't get a choice in that. I didn't know they were going to keep doing that. If I knew they were going to keep doing that, I surely wouldn't have stayed 5 more years, et cetera. That's what hurts the most is a lot of wasted time, a lot of wasted emotion, a lot of wasted life. And people deserve to have a choice in the matter and not be with someone who's going to deceive them. But again, if you have some sort of betrayal or breach of trust and you stay with that partner, doesn't mean it's okay. No. And doesn't mean that you're over it. Well, not necessarily. But I will say, if you have stayed in a relationship after you were betrayed, that does indicate to your partner that it's okay, that you've accepted what happened. I'm not saying that you invited it or that you're forgiving it or that you liked it and that you want it to happen again. But that you stayed longer says, in a way, I'm staying and I've accepted it and I've moved past it. It is not something that I believe you should be able to bring up whenever as a beat up stick and constantly beat your partner up with it. And if you keep doing that, that can be considered, in my opinion, a deal breaker. Because if you cannot get past something, and look, some people just can't get past cheating. They can't get past financial betrayal. They can't get past, you know, a gambler losing all their money and mortgaging the house behind someone's back, and then they lose it all. I get it, you know, and really at some point you ask yourself, what is this relationship going to cost me? What is it costing me? And if you can look at that and take an honest inventory, is the relationship costing you too much? And sometimes it is, and you have to really make a choice to stay or go. And there is always impact. You know, there's always going to be an impact in that moment. Look, and most of my clients that come to me that are dealing with these serious matters are in a quandary. The quandary for them is they're damned if they do, they're damned if they don't. They're damned if they stay, they're damned if they leave. You know, and they've got children that they love and they don't want to wreck their lives, and they've got communities that love them. They've got family members in the middle of this, friends, and they've got a business together. It's going to have a huge impact on the community and on their children. And it can be done if you have maturity with love and maybe some friendliness. But when people get in ugly brawls and fights, legal battles, attorneys win. They make a lot of money because they like the fight to keep going, because that's how they get paid. But if you're in a situation like this, you really need to just draw a line down the middle of the paper and just say pros and cons. That's the way you deal with a quandary. What is the best option for me? And sometimes it's to stay and struggle through it until at such point, you know, you can have the autonomy to quit it, meaning you've got down the road, maybe money's a little bit better, children are grown, they're older, tempers are tamping down, we're not going to have it be a volatile experience, or you got to get out now. And you got to get out now, and so you take the path of least pain inflicted if you can. But it is something that I think people have to really stop and consider. It's not a quick decision. There are deal breaker moments inside of relationships, and betrayal is usually one of those moments. And so if your partner's betrayed you, if you feel like they've withheld information or kept secrets from you and you just found out and you're in a moment of shock and trauma, my suggestion is take a little time. I'm not saying, you know, make it okay, but I'm saying take a breather, take 24 hours or take a week, maybe separate, stay in a hotel, stay with a friend, take some time out and get the emotions out of the way, meaning cry, get angry, whatever you need to do, so that you're choosing out of logic, not out of strong emotion. And then choose smart. Like, what is the smart thing to do here? What is the most logical thing to do here? And if there's children in the middle of it, how do we make sure that we're not doing damage to our kids? I'll tell you, one of the worst things to do if you're in a situation like this and you've had maybe a year ago someone cheated on you and you're still staying and you're continuing to fight and you've got children and your children are hearing this over and over and over, what a POS that you are, or, you know, what dad did, and, you know, his whores or whatever. It's like this kind of stuff. The conflict is awful for the kids. I always say that divorce is child abuse if you've got a family. And I believe that. I think it does hurt the kids. But I'm not saying it's you know, sometimes warranted. If you're going to continue to conflict in the marriage, conflict is child abuse too, right? So the goal is to get divorced and get happy and kind of find your peace, find your strength, you know, get your mojo back. But if you stay and you conflict, even if you divorce and you conflict, you're still not helping your children. And at some point, you know, some people hang on to these grudges forever. They hold a grudge for years. You know, maybe there's a cheat and the wife marries the guy that she maybe got pregnant with. Maybe there's that kind of a betrayal and she's still with him. And so, you know, the ex hates him and wants him dead and all these other things. That's not helping anyone. And you can still feel that way. But that's limiting your life, limiting your self-expression. It's also limiting how your children are going to or feel like you can handle life. So if you're a grudge holder, you want to consider maybe letting go of that grudge or learning from that and seeing what you needed to learn from that moment. Why did that have to happen? Look, life happens to everybody. And sometimes betrayers, they actually save us from a lifetime of, you know, difficulty with that person. You know, I can't tell you how many times when you really look back on something, I myself was betrayed. And I look back and say, you know what? My neighbor that got pregnant with my ex-husband probably saved me. But it probably saved me from a lifetime of crap. I know it did. And so at some point, the person that they cheat with is kind of maybe saving you from something. And it put me on a totally different trajectory in my life. I'm much better off without that person. So is my son. So I can totally see how it was a blessing in disguise for me, yet it was hell going through it, you know. But when you're going through hell, keep going and do your best to learn from it. You know, I think one of my mentors said to me once, look, it doesn't have to upset you. I know you're upset, but it doesn't have to upset you. And if you want to live your life upset by this, now it owns you. You know, you're trapped by this because you're not really on top of it. It's running you. You're not running it. And I want to be a proactive person. I don't want to be the effect of anyone or anything. I want to, you know, choose my responses. I want to choose my life. And so I know who I am. And I think that moment of betrayal really forced me into choosing who I was going to be and how I was going to handle it. It's a choice point when you get betrayed, when something happens, and you get to choose who you're going to be in that moment, how you're going to handle it. And I hopefully get to say to people, choose from the least amount of pain possible. Of course you're in pain. Of course it's going to cause pain, but do how you're going to handle it. Make sure it doesn't cause more pain. And if you can pull that off, well, then you're probably a miracle worker. But I do think people let you down all the time. We go through this. This is life. And again, I always say that the universe is conspiring in my favor. And so everything that happens like this is happening for me, not to me. And from that viewpoint, I can see how it's always a blessing in disguise. If something happens that is a betrayal or something shocking like that with other people. And I help people that are going through this too see that it could be a blessing in disguise for them too. But just know that if you've been betrayed and you're staying, or if you're the betrayer and they stayed, that, you know, there's still something to kind of work through. It doesn't mean they're okay with it. And if you do stay together, this is something that needs to be in your rearview mirror and not continue to be brought up and used against that partner. Because you both need a chance to change. And I do think change is possible. People do change. I'm in the world of changing people. Counselors do change people. When people understand each other's motives, they understand each other, that's when change does happen. I can't tell you how many couples that have come in and there's been cheating, or there's exes that have been contacted, and the real truth gets told about, well, why are you contacting an ex? I'm understood by him or her. They, you know, I feel like I can talk to them. I could be myself there. We fight over this. I can't talk to you. They don't feel understood. They feel misunderstood. Or I don't have sex with you the way I want to have sex with you. Or I can't have sex with you because you're picky or you're headachy or whatever. There seems to be a difficulty going on. I'm not justifying that they betray, but I'm telling you there's something going on for that person that they may be getting their needs met other ways because they can't with you. And if that's the truth for them, you got to hear that. And if you don't like hearing that, okay, I'm sorry. But sometimes that is the truth. And men cheat for different reasons. Women cheat for different reasons. But all of it is to somehow get their needs met. Now, if you're a serial cheater, you shouldn't be in a relationship. You should just be messing around, you know, and not heartbreaking. But ultimately, people do things to meet their own needs. And then they're hiding it. They're embarrassed about it. They lie about it because they can't share that with their partner. They're going to be judged or they're going to be broke up with. They're going to be got rid of. Maybe. Maybe not. Look, I've brought people back from the brink of divorce with betrayal, with financial, you know, ruin, with a lot of things because there was still a spark of love. And when people, you know, have nothing left to lose, you know, we're getting divorced anyway. And we've been mediating their divorce and they're in the middle, they're in a heated battle and they're like, I hate you, I hate you. Okay, good. We're broke up, fine. And then they really start telling the truth and start talking. That's when understanding happens. And when understanding happens is when love comes back. And if you can start understanding your partner, it's like, well, why didn't you tell me? Well, I didn't think you would understand. Well, why didn't you tell me? Because I knew you would judge me. Well, maybe that's when healing happens, is when there's nothing left to lose. Thanks for listening. And if I can help you with anything you're going through with a betrayal, you can find me at healwithcamille.com, at heal, H-E-A-L, with K-I-M-I-L-E.com. Have a great day. Bye.